Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, this is Mac, and you are listening to Mac's Musings. I'm going to be dialing my guest here in a second, and his name is Todd Killer Wilson. Hopefully he'll answer.
Hello.
Hello, Todd.
Hey, how's it going? Is this Mac?
Okay, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right. A lot of crazy stuff going on right now. But other than that, getting by.
So, well, actually, the first thing I wanted to ask you, just because I just introduced you, so how did you get the nickname Killer?
Well, actually, I've had I actually came up with it myself from, it was actually from a song about a killer wolf, a killer werewolf. And my last name is Wolf. So I was just thinking Killer Wolfson. So it just kind of had that. I was pretty much going for a Rob Zombie type thing.
Uh-huh.
And before that, I really didn't, like, I had these, like, different names that I came up with for, you know, just for, like, screen names for going back to even just, like, AOL, the AOL days, like, in MySpace. So I always had, like, a different, you know, just like a different name for myself. Instead of using my real name, I always kind of came up with an alias, you know, an author name, pen name, whatever you want to call it. And Killer, I guess, just like described me, not as a killer, but, you know, I kind of went with, like, you know, my horror, since I'm so obsessed with horror films, and I don't know, just kind of, when I heard that song, you know, by this band called Calibrese, butchered their name, they're a horror rock and roll band, and the lyric just stood out to me, and I was just thinking, like, I wanted to come up with a cool name, you know, for my director name, and I, you know, obviously it'll always still be Todd, you know, Killer Wolfson, and keep my real name in there. But I just was like, hey, let's just throw in, like, a little, like, fun, you know, nickname, kind of like what Rob Zombie did, you know?
Right. I like it.
Thanks. Yeah, I didn't put too much thought into it. I just kind of was like, I usually, when I come up with my names for all of my stories, I always am very specific, and I'm like, you know, this character has to be, you know, I'm just thinking of a name now. Zach, I know that's basic, but you know what I mean? I'll sit there and think about the name that fits the character, you know, and I usually like to come up with unique names too. So with that name, I just was like, well, how can this, you know, tie in with what I'm doing, you know? And I don't know, it just came about that way.
Interesting. Now, I know that you do graphic novels. And you started that pretty young, didn't you?
I don't want to go through a whole, like, the history of Killer Wolfson, but basically it all started back in high school because I was writing poems and short stories, and one of those stories, it just kept evolving into something more, something bigger, and I had gone through pretty much a 10-year process where I was trying to find the right artist to collaborate on and make, because back in 2000, early 2000s, I was in high school, and I was like, you know, I didn't really, all the way back then, I didn't know I was going to get into filmmaking until way later, but I always wanted to, like, see, hey, can I write a story? One, can I make a novel? And then I got into the comic book stuff, more so the graphic novels. I was collecting those, and, you know, I got into the comic books a little bit too, but not, but when I saw a graphic novel, it was like a complete collection, you know, of stories, you know, it's the whole thing. It was like, basically, when I write, I'm writing a movie in my head, you know, so I see it anyway, where with a comic book, I thought, well, this will be, you know, at the time, would be easier to do than making a movie. And boy, was I wrong. It took me 20 years to finally put out my own comic book graphic novel. the short version of that is that I went through a handful of different artists and finally found the one that, you know, that we meshed. And her name's Day Correa. Sorry if I butcher her name. Sorry, Day. But she's from Mexico, and she does all of my, like, she does my logo for my company. She's done Zombisha, the mascot of my company, one of them. And just, you know, so I was just like, you know, let's try this. You know, I kind of pushed her towards it because she was at first kind of, you know, a little, she wasn't sure of herself as, you know, as like, and I said, I was like, you know, you rock, you're awesome, let's do this. And because we mesh so well together, our two styles just go down, you know, go perfect together. And it just took that long to find the right artist, I guess, and, you know, also finding somebody who's just as passionate as you are and reliable. But, you know, because I can't draw, so I needed somebody who could draw. And, yeah, so that's where it literally I just had put out, it's called Demon Prose, like the writing style is a prose, poetry. Mm-hmm. So basically it's about a demon apocalypse, demon war, and it's up to a fellow writer named Blake, kind of like me, and he befriends a little demon, and the demon ends up kind of has his own agenda and then helps him. They basically just fight off all of the evil on the earth, and there's a whole lot more to it, but it's just basically one of the first stories I ever really, you know, was like, hey, you know what, I'm gonna write a novel. I was gonna write a novel originally with it, then it became a graphic novel, you know. So that, you know, spanning all that time from the age of 15 till now I'm 38, I'm thinking like, wow, it really took this long, like, doing this. But if you have like a passion project, like anyone out there that thinks like, oh, this will never get done, I can't do this, just, you know, don't give up and keep doing it, because I finally got it done. It took me a while, but I got it done. I'm independently right now selling them. And you can go on our Just Buried Big Cartel website if you're interested. It has Demon Prose Volume 1, and we're working on Volume 2, hopefully sometime in the winter. I'm not going to say any date, but we're trying to get it done sometime, but around then. But anyways, yeah, so I can go off on a long tangent about that, but that's basically the abridged version, even though that's a long version too.
It's your show, so you can talk as long as you want, within reason.
I understand. Oh, believe me, like, you don't want to tell me. I'm glad you said within reason, because I will just keep going. It'll be tangent after tangent, like, and you'll be like, who is this crazy man? But yeah, it was a journey, man. I went through a journey to get that, to get Demon Prose done. I mean, it's not even done, you know. It's just, I was going into these comic book shops, right, and I saw Kick-Ass and Watchmen and all of these, you know, these comic books, these graphic novels that, you know, Kick-Ass, for why I said that one first was because I read up on the author. He basically, you know, he had never even finished the story, and he had producers or whoever it was, people were interested in it, and they were like, hey, look, get this done, here's your deadline, and we're going to make the movie Kick-Ass. And that's pretty much what happened. That kind of like, that and a whole bunch of other, you know, artists and directors and people kind of just inspired me to like, be like, you know, hey, I have this talent, I'm going to try my best to do something with it in any, whatever medium it is, whether it's graphic novels. I mean, I want to try all of it. I want to, you know, see what works, what would people like, you know, what can I do for my art to offer, you know, to the world and be like, you know, this is what I'm good at. And I know I love to write. I've always been a passionate writer. So whether it's poems, short stories, you know, screenplay, graphic novel, you know what I mean? Whatever it is, I want to try it. So I was like, you know, let's do this. So I'm very proud of you know, the graphic novel, Demon Prose, even though, like I said, it's just, you know, right now I'm independently selling it, and I have sent it out to a few publishers, like Dark Horse and a few, but it's just one of those things where you just got to keep, you got to keep going, you got to keep trying, just like with film stuff. But I guess I'll end my rant on the comic book thing.
Okay. Well, so you say you got started later in filmmaking, but did you always want to make films, and it just took you a while to get into it?
Yeah, there was a lot of things. I wasn't, like, in high school, I wasn't even thinking, like, oh, I'm going to become a filmmaker. And I didn't really go to college or anything. I went to community college for a couple of years. I didn't really know what I was doing, like, where I was going with, like, with my life as far as what I wanted to do. I knew that like I said, around circa like 2001, 2002, you know, the early mid 2000s, I was trying really hard to do the graphic novel thing, and it just wasn't working out. And skip ahead another, you know, we'll go another 10 years. Like it was around 2014, 2015. I started working at my current job, and I met my friend Aaron, who knew some filmmakers, and he was like, "Hey, you told me in the past that you were interested in making films," and I was like, "Yeah." And he was like, and he said, "Hey, I have some friends that are taking part in the 48-hour film festival," and I was like, not even thinking about it, I was just like, "Yeah, man, I'm definitely interested. Dude, I'll do whatever you want. Like, tell them I'll be an extra, I'll hold the light, whatever, anything, just to help out and be a part of it, because I'd never been a part of that stuff. And, you know, I never had the money, or really, it was always just kind of like working job to job, you know, trying to get by. And the classic cliche thing to say, the struggling artist, but it's true. And I never was like, oh, I can just go to this film school for 40 grand. Yeah, no problem. No big deal. No, I just never could do that. I was paying off all these bills and, you know, a car and blah, blah, blah. But where was I going with that? Oh, okay, so I met Matt, and shout out to Matt, Shadow Frame. What? Shadow Frame? That's the original crew that I worked with and I still work with. And I pretty much, they took me on, you know, they were like, hey, you want to make a movie? Let's do it. So we made my first short film, which is a slasher comedy called 8-Bit, like the video gaming 8-Bit Nintendo, 8-Bit Bloodbath.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a slasher comedy, basically Friday the 13th meets retro gaming. And mm-hmm. We just had fun, man. It was my first film of any kind, you know. You know, it was a lot of fun, and we had no budget. We just kind of were like, I just was like, hey, who can I get together to make a movie with? And that's what happened. I mean, it was all networking. Like, this is what I've been doing since day one, since 2015. The same thing. Out of my own pocket, DIY, do it yourself. You know, just find the people, you network. When people, like, think, oh, they have to go to a film school, they have to do it. No, you don't have to do any of that. I mean, yeah, that does help. I'm not saying it doesn't help. Of course it helps. I mean, I so badly wanted to go to Tom Savini's Douglas, you know, to that school, but it's a lot of money. And I remember I took the tour, and I was even talking to one of the, you know, recruiters, and he was, man, let me tell you, it was like a car salesman. He was good. I was about to sign that paper, but then I was like, hold up, let me think about this. So looking back on that, I don't regret it, because I would be in serious debt, and I don't know. I know that's kind of like the leap you have to take sometimes, but I feel like with the direction I'm going, that I'm learning so much from being around Shadow Frame and other production companies that I've worked with, that, you know, you can learn all this stuff, especially nowadays. You can learn everything online. There's no excuse. I mean, you go on YouTube, and there's tutorials, and it's all there, man. I mean, you're gonna want every time you're on set, you're gonna become the sponge, like my other movie, Sponge. But you become a sponge and you just take in everything and you just learn. I don't care who you are, you're always gonna learn something new on set, no matter how much you think you know. Because I'm still learning as I go, and like I said, I don't regret not going to film school. A lot of great filmmakers didn't go to film school.
Right.
So I'm not going to go over a list of them, but just look it up. But you know what I mean? I think if you're passionate, and you're driven, and you know you have this skill, why not go for it? And you know, just believe in yourself. As corny, you want another cliche, you know, metaphor. But I mean, that's real right there. I mean, I don't think. You need money, obviously. You're going to need money. But if you don't have the passion, if you don't have, that fire in you to do it, and you don't have that creative ability, you have to have that creative excitement that, you know, whatever it is you do, if you're an actor, artist, painter, whatever, you know what I mean? It's got to be authentic. It's got to be true to yourself, and you just got to keep going for it. So that's kind of where I've always been with it since day one. And, it's like film school, I think it works. I'm not against it. I just didn't have the money for it. And kind of, in a way, I just fell into it because, with the whole getting into filmmaking, when I hooked up with Matt's team, it was around the same time I made Ape at Bloodbath, and I was like, you know what, I'm going to start my own company. And, you know, it was originally called Just Buried Productions. I just recently, last year, changed it to Entertainment because I feel like I'm hitting all the marks because I'm doing comic books and I do film and I want to do a TV series. So I just was like, you know, let's see what else can I do. But I want to entertain. That was the whole reason also. I love that. You know, you look at WWE, you know, it's the entertainment that's in there. It's that's the whole goal, is to entertain the audience and make something that, you know, that you can watch and you have fun with. But, to answer that, just networking, meeting people, and that's how I got involved with it, and I haven't stopped since. And just because it took me until 2015 to make my own film didn't mean that I've always, like I said, I've been a creative writer, writing even just poems / song lyrics back when I was 15. Those, I was using the same creative, ability, skill, whatever, just this thing that it came to me, and I always go into this movie world mode. I don't know if you know what I mean, but I see everything in it's a movie, right? I'm creating it. As I create this character, I also create the world that they're in, and then I base it all in a fake world that I made up called Roslyn. So, Roslyn is, my universe. So I can do anything in it, and I can intertwine characters. All the greats do it. Stephen King, this is something, that anyone can do. Anyone can do this. You just have to be creative and think, these characters are extensions of you or of other people you've known, or they're just, figments of your imagination. You just came up with this character. It could go either way, but that's just the beauty of the creative outlet of it, So I took that as, that was my positive way. Instead of going down a negative path, I was I'm going to go this way. I'm putting everything now skip to 2021. I am now about to get an LLC, make my company legit. I'm working with a lot more people. I'm trying to make things better. I'm almost done with my first feature film, Batshit. I will not say a date or release date because we're still working on it. It's in post, but it's that too is another journey of its own. But I think that I'm constantly always creating, like coming up with new, something new. I'm like, I want to, okay, I'm either already working on my next script for my next feature film, which is crazy, but hey, you know, it's like you just got to keep going, and that's what I love about it. But yeah, filmmaking, whew, it takes a lot, man. I would just say anyone can do it, but you have to put your everything into it. And I mean, it's like with anything else, you know, it's mainly money and time, you know. You need to,
yeah.
And I, like I said, I stick to this, what I'm saying, it's true to anyone who's listening. It is passion. It is your passion. It cannot be a hobby. I mean, some people treat it like a hobby. That's good for them, but I don't, this is not a hobby to me. This is my life. So it's like, you know, not to get all like heavy on you, but I'm just saying, this is like, as a writer, especially like I'm still, you know, I still want to write a novel one day. So, you know what I mean? It's like, there's a lot of different artists out there and people in the, especially like here in Pittsburgh, there's so many talented, amazing people. But I think it's like, if you're just treating it as like, oh, I'm just doing this for a little side, you know, like, well, you know, this is just a hobby. I mean, that's good. Good for them. But this is more than that for me. And like, I'm just trying to make, like I said, entertaining stories, because whether they're film or comic books, I'll try whatever. And rant.
Well, I just wanted to quickly say that I know Matt. He and I have been friends for many years on Facebook, anyway, and so I know him very, very well.
It's funny because like how that happens, because like we were hanging out yesterday. We went to the Green Day concert, and you know, we got rained on for a little bit, but we had a blast. And he messaged me just earlier today. He was like, "Wait a minute, I just saw you're going on Max." You know, podcast. I'm like, oh yeah, I totally, like, he might have already posted that he was on your podcast, and I just don't remember, because like your name was familiar whenever, you know, you added me on Facebook. I was like, wait a minute, this is familiar. Why is this familiar? But yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, Matt's awesome. He's great, man. I love the Shadow Frame guys. Like I said, we started together back then, and we're still doing. Where it's like I'm growing, doing my own thing, but we still always work together and do stuff. So it's like all about the fam, you know, about the roots, you know.
Right.
So.
Well, I just want to go back just for a minute back to the 8-bit Bloodbath, because I want people to know, because this is interesting. Very nice, that it won Best Musical Score at the Vault of Horror Film Festival in Staten Island, New York in 2018.
Thank you for bringing that to attention. Yeah, so Best Music, the music was done by Carl Jampa, and he's also did the claymation introduction for the Just Berry logo. Every time you see the Just Berry logo, you see the hand coming out of the grave. That was Carl.
Mm-hmm.
And he did the music, the score for Ape of Bloodbath, and he also scored Sponge. And we're working together on a lot of other things coming up. So he's definitely what I've been calling, I have a bunch of these, my special weapon X, you know, like these are talented artists that, they're multi, you know, they're jacks of all trades. You know, they can do a bunch of different things. Like Carl can do a lot of stuff, a lot of different, you know, things. And he's definitely one to watch out for. He basically, I'm trying to think where you can see. I don't want to, like, right now. I can't remember. I'm having a brain fart, but I was going to plug his stuff, but I can't remember. If you go onto his Facebook Carl Jampa, like his, he does music. He's going around Pittsburgh. I butchered it, but if you go onto my friend list, you'll find his stuff. Very talented guy. But yeah, we won Best Music. I was really honored because we didn't make it out there for at the Vault of Horror in Staten Island until 2 years later, something like that. We made it out there though, and Matt won Best. He won an award. I don't remember what it is now, but he won Best Award. Oh man, I forget, man. I'm having a brain fart again.
Uh-huh.
But it's okay. But yeah, he won an award as well. So it was funny because like I got picked up my award from back in 2018, So I'm just thinking like, wow, there's like no matter what, even in like awards, like I never really cared about like winning awards, but I'm always grateful for it though. You know, it's like, I'm thinking like, I'd rather just watch the crowd, the audience reaction. And if they laugh, they're entertained by it. And that's kind of like what I get out of it. But no, I was very, like I said, I was humbled and honored to receive that award. And when we went out to Staten Island, we had a great time. It was a lot of fun. But yeah, check out the Vault of Horror Film Festival for any other filmmakers. Actually, they're having the one in October, every October. And they started doing drive-in. I don't know if it's a drive-in event every year now, but they just started doing that.
Okay. Now, you already, mentioned Sponge, so you don't have to say too much about it, but I wanted people to know that it was at many film festivals in California, New York, and the UK, and it made semi-finalists at the LA Film Festival in 2017.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Okay, so Sponge made it overseas. Sponge made it all the way over the UK. the big one for me was like, oh, it's when I saw, I wasn't checking my film, the film Freeway, that much, but when I saw semi-finalist, I was like, what? Are you serious? So I even though it didn't win, you know, as finalist, I was like I said, once again, I'm very humbled. I was really surprised. I was like, wow, I made it that far? I was like, okay, that's awesome, because Sponge is basically another 8-bit bloodbath. I mean, it was a low budget, once again, very, very, very low budget film, but this time around, I was like, let's do like a shorter, what I wanted to do was a spoof, like trailer, but not so much spoof, but like it was a tribute, if anything, to the great, like the drive-in theater, going back to the drive-in theater creature features, like, you know, all these monster movies. And it had a little bit of everything that I love too, growing up, like Nightmare on Elm Street tribute. It's got some Facehugger from Aliens. All kind of, you know, I just threw in all my favorite monster creature type tributes, as many as I thought I could do with Sponge. And I don't know, man, I treated it like I want this to be for like all of the horror fanatics out there. And this is my love letter to, you know, it was like my love letter to that whole genre of monster movies. And, I have a lot more than that. You know, that was just a fun little, like, hey, let's just do this for fun. And, you know, so I never in a million years thought that would be the one that would go the farthest. And it really had. It literally went all the way to the UK. So, I'm very proud of it. Still am. Actually, the funny, and I'll tell you this, since we're talking about Sponge and we're talking about 8-Bit Bloodbath, so, and I'll go back to Sponge. This applies to both movies. So my next short film, we're basically going back to our roots. It's called Blitzkrieg versus Stalker. It's our version of a Freddy versus Jason, right? Are you still with me? Blitzkrieg, his name is Billy Blitzkrieg. He was the slasher from 8-Bit Bloodbath. And he's basically like my Freddy Krueger and Jason. So he's basically going to face off against Matt's, his own serial killer, and Aaron Shaw. I can't discredit Aaron. Aaron is the one playing Stalker, and those two guys, basically, they came up with the whole Stalker. So I saw their little fun Stalker short film they made, right? And they made this, like, way before I started filmmaking. I don't remember the exact dates, but it was, like, probably, like, early 2000s or something like that. I don't remember exactly when, but I could tell, you could tell it was, like, shot on an old camera, and it was, you know, you could tell it was all just shot in one apartment room, you know, it was like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But in no way am I ever discrediting or, you know, saying anything bad about the Stalker. I loved everything about it. So I was, like, just so, like, I was, like, I got so excited. I was like, dude, we have to do a Versus movie. Just like I said, I like to try everything. Do at least once. Try it. So I was like, well, we already have these characters. Let's do something like that. And so that's how I just was like, Matt, Aaron, and the rest of the guys, I was like, we're going to make our own Freddy vs. Jason this summer. And it ended up going into September, but we're getting there. But, one more thing about that. Going back to Sponge, so it comes full circle. Now, I don't want to say too much, but at the end of Blitzkrieg versus Stalker, I'm just going to say this. There's going to be another Sponge. I gave it away. I mean, it's the setup, you know what I mean? It's just one of those things where at the end of the movie, you're like, you know, you think it's all good, everything's all good, and then you got more Sponge. Watch out. Yeah, I figured, what the hell, let's have some fun with it. But, yeah, that I just love, because that's why I was saying earlier about the whole, like, the whole Stephen King, wherever you're going, you're taking these characters and you could keep, you know, you could keep taking them and throwing them into another world, another story, you know, and keep intertwining them and taking characters from, I love, you know, working with other artists too, like that, where you're, cause that's what we're basically, that's what we're doing. We're taking all of our other friends, you know, filmmakers, friends, we're all coming together and we're combining our characters and our stories together. And they're clashing, and, you know, it's just, basically, it's just going to be an ultimate showdown. It's going to be a fun slasher comedy.
Good. Sounds interesting.
Thanks.
Well, now, were you going to say something else? Because I don't want to just cut you off.
No. I didn't even want to, like, I didn't even want to give away the whole Sponge thing at the end, but that's okay. I didn't really go into detail about it. There's new characters and there's new things going on. So for anyone, and the thing also I'll say is, like, there's a character that we came up with, well, I came up with, that goes all the way back to my first film, Ape at Bloodbath, and his name is McGregor, Old Man McGregor. The character was originally, I conjured this character up from Friday the 13th. Remember the old man who's always warns the kids, you know, It's cursed. Don't go to the Crystal Lake, you know. It's got a death curse, that guy. Well, I kind of at first wanted that character, and then McGregor's character, like, over time, after Ape of Bloodbath, spawned into this more of a badass old vet, you know, a war vet who's like a Rambo slash Bruce Campbell, you know, Ash from Evil Dead, basically just a Bruce Willis, you know, a guy who just kicks ass, plain and simple.
Mm-hmm.
Like Chuck Norris, I can keep going, but you know what I mean? So I was like, let's make him more like that. Yeah, let's make McGregor, Ryan Dugina, shout out, he plays McGregor, and he's just one of those natural characters, natural, like, He starts, you hear him talking about anything, and he goes into that McGregor mode. It's just like my Jay, you know, from Jay and Silent Bob, that type of thing. So I just thought he's like the perfect fit for playing that character, because he's so natural in playing, just being himself, but also just becoming that character of just like, yeah. And then, when people, I think that's a big part of Sponge. was that when they saw McGregor at the end, and he's the hero that everybody wants. You ought to have, I'm not saying you have to have, but for most, I'll say like all of my stories always have, they have a hero or anti-hero or an unlikely hero. Someone that you would never suspect is the hero becomes the hero because they go through a journey. They go through some kind of, you know, they get dragged through hell, whatever, you know. But they go through some kind of journey to they manifest into this other character, this new, you know, hero, but they're still, it's still Joe, you know what I mean? Like, it's still that guy, but
right.
So that's the whole point. Like, you're the underdog. It's the underdog story I love so much. I mean, I go over the place, Rocky, you know, that's just one, you know. There's so many stories and things I could go to. The identifying with Stan Lee, X-Men, Spider-Man, going to the horror realm, Evil Dead, Ash, fighting evil. You know what I mean? It's always about the underdogs facing against the evil. Will they stand? They take a stand and fight back? Who's, you know, there has to be, I don't, you know, that's kind of, that's always where I've been. Like, I've always wrote about, you know, stories like that. Where it's like, I just love that kind of, I think it's because I think we've all gone through our own, personal battles and dealt with our own demons and whatever, you know, whatever it is. But, you know, that, and that stuff comes out through my characters and my writing. So, yeah, I love the idea of having a McGregor. And he doesn't have to be this, you know, perfect hero. Like, he's not Superman. You know, that's what I loved about Ash, but I won't keep going. I'll go off on a whole other tangent about Evil Dead. You don't want me to do that.
Well, no, I'll stop you there. Not that I want to cut you off, but, you know.
No,
Evil
go ahead.
Dead
isn't
your work,
yeah.
So. And I'm not saying anything about how, you know, you've been talking because I want people to talk on my show. That's the whole point. But we are getting down to, like, the last 21 minutes or so. And
right.
I did want to make sure that you talked about batshit.
Yes,
so,
I will. I will devote the last 20 minutes to batshit because it deserves it. We've been working on batshit since, I want to say 2017. So it's been a journey that's, like I said, that also has been it's been a long journey, but we basically, long story short, you know, is that we are finally we hit a lot of road bumps, but we're finally where we need to be. We're in post and we have a few more last things that we have to make sure that we have for the film. Because I want to make this movie as great as we can make it. And it's an independent dark comedy, about this character named Felix, who basically he's in this nightmare world, without giving too much away. He's in this nightmare world, and he's fighting off against all of his inner demons. Any of those inner demons could be something out of Freddy Krueger, like Nightmare on Elm Street, Tim Burton, you know, Beetlejuice. Anything could happen. So that's what makes it interesting, I think. And it revolves around another story in the real life, we'll say, where there's a detective on the tracking down a serial killer in Roslyn. So you have all these, you have a different, you've got the detective noir side story, and you've got Felix trapped in this nightmare world, and he just wants to get out of it. And he's doing everything he can in his power to get out of it. And like I said, he's facing off a lot of his inner demons, like anything from his high school coach to like a talking cherry pie to, you know, an evil Bob Ross. We have a lot of, there's a lot of crazy, batshit crazy. I can't title for a reason, but from the beginning from Ape of Blood Baffle up to now, I mean, it was still very low budget for a feature film, and we shot it all in 2 weeks, not all of it, but a good chunk of it we shot in a warehouse in Monongahela, PA, for 2 weeks. It was an old cement factory, and it was not, that was not fun, but we got it done, and then we did a whole lot of other pickup shots. We found some other really awesome places around Pittsburgh. An Imaginarium, shout out to them. There's an escape room. Those guys are awesome. They let us film in there. And it's just a really fun, it just, there were certain rooms that even went with the movie without me even knowing. You know what I mean? So, like, I was like, we're filming here.
Yeah.
And there was just a lot of other, like, random things. But basically, what I'm getting at is we put a whole lot of heart into this film. It's got a lot of sweat, tears, blood, you know, everything. And shout out to, I'll say a few people now that are part of that shit. Jerry Pietrella, who is the lead. He plays Felix, his first time playing a lead in a feature. So, and he's great. And we have David O. Gradowski, who I met in the 48 Hours Film Festival circuit. Another great actor who plays one of the many villains. I'll just say that without saying too much. And our camera, our DP was Kevin Kukler, who also is another amazing, talented filmmaker. And I could keep going because we literally had about 100 people. No exaggeration. We counted it, man. Me and Dave, we went over the list. We had about 100, maybe a little over 100 actors, people that were in this movie, not including the people that helped out, because there's a lot of people on the crew, you know, all the background people. They need to be acknowledged as well. So shout out to, like, everybody who helped us on Batshit. You guys are all awesome. You're rock stars. And it's going to come out. We're going to make it. We're going to have a big red carpet premiere, maybe a few, because this is, this is a passion project, like all of my projects. And for this being just a random thing that it was literally just going to be a short film at first, by the way. Just going to be a short film. Felix's nightmare, right? Nothing else. That was it. But then it evolved in this other thing when I met Dave O and a couple other people. And it just basically, you know, Dave and a couple other people pushed me towards, like, just make a feature. And I even was like, am I ready to do this? And I just kind of was, at that point, I was just like, you know what, screw it, let's do this. Let's make this a feature. And, you know, even though we've been working on this for about 4 years now, or something like that, to me it doesn't matter, because if you're working, if you want to make something that you're passionate about, and, you know, you could sit there and talk about it all day, but we actually did it, and we're at this point, it's like, I don't care if it takes another year or whatever, not that I want that to happen, but I would rather show everyone, you know, how hard we've worked on this and make the best possible thing. So that is kind of where I'm at. We're at the end of the rope. I mean, like, we only have a few things left to do, you know, to add to it. And once we get it out there, best believe I'll be telling everybody on the social media everywhere. So, but yeah, we're really proud of it. And for an independent, you know, something that we're, like I had told you, like, I didn't go to film school. But I was surrounded by everyone, all these talented people in Pittsburgh, and not just in Pittsburgh, outside of Pittsburgh, we knew some people that came and helped. So just having it's just a big collaboration, passion project. Everyone, we had a fundraiser event at the Parkway Theater in McKees Rocks, and thank you, Aaron. Shout out to Aaron Parkway. And we had live music with bands that are in the movie. And we had a blast. We showed a couple of other films that we did, and, you know, other people that were involved with it showed their stuff. And we were able to raise a little bit of money, you know. We got something out of it. And it was just fun just to, just to be involved with a project like that. And, you know, it making films, it takes a lot of time and money and effort, but I think, you know, like I said, if you're passionate about something, just do it, you know. And
yeah,
we did. It's getting there, and we'll, like I said, we're going to finish it. I'm excited. I can't wait to have that. I will honestly, like, when we have the premiere and we're at the theater and the movie's playing, if only one person, like, gets it, I'll, you know what I mean? I'll be happy with that. I'll be like, oh, awesome, thank you. Like, that one person comes over and says, that was so awesome. I'll just, you know what? And honestly, like, I don't, even if that one person, we don't even get that one person, I'll be happy just knowing that we made this, we did this, you know what I mean? Because a lot of people talk the talk, but we actually, you know, did it. So, yeah, I'm happy with it, and I can't wait. And you can find any, if you want anyone who's actually, like, listening to this, if you want to find any information on Batshit, any updates and stuff, we have a Batshit Facebook page. Just type in Batshit the movie. And we're also go to Just Buried Entertainment. I put all the same stuff on there, you know, so any news that'll come up for Batshit will also be on the Just Buried page, Facebook. But yeah, that's my best plug for Batshit. There's a lot going on. There's always something going on, but I think if you just keep working on, always keep stay busy, always be creative and keep working on something, you know, I believe, like, you know, I believe in myself and I believe in everyone else. They can do it. You just have to have that drive. I think that's how a lot of artists and people, and, you know, how they become successful. You don't ever give up. You just keep going, right?
Right. Right.
Hopefully the one right person sees what you're doing, and they're like, oh wow, this guy's got, you know, he's got something. You know, I don't know what it is, but yeah, let's do it. You know, awesome. But yeah, that's kind of where I'm with it. But yeah, Batshit, it's coming. One of these days.
Yeah, and I know you don't want to give dates because you can't really give dates.
I can't.
I understand that. Mm-hmm. But were you still shooting for October of this year?
I am. That was kind of – I was telling that to people, but then I realized I shouldn't be giving any specific, you know, actual dates or even, like, saying October. But we are shooting for October because that was the goal from day one, because I thought Halloween, well, first off, I love Halloween just as much as I love,
right,
you know, horror films, but I was like, well, this is a perfect movie to premiere in October. But since I'm saying that now, if it doesn't come out in October, November, you know, December. Yeah, I want to get it done. We want to have the release as soon as possible, obviously. And I think getting it out there, kind of like I said earlier, I'd rather not rush it. You know what I mean? I'd rather not just be like, oh, let's just get it done, and it's mediocre, and I'm not happy with it. So with that being said, if it's late this year or early next year, that would be the most realistic thing I could say. But I don't want to, you know, just be like, October, it's definitely coming out October, because that's not written in stone, unfortunately. But it's definitely, we are pushing for it. Like, we're fighting for it, just like everything else, you know. But just keep, all I can tell you is, like what I said earlier, keep checking back on either the Just Buried Entertainment Facebook page or the Batshit page. I kind of go back and forth and update them. If any news comes up for that, that's where you'll see it. And we're definitely planning on having a few premieres around Pittsburgh and maybe outside of Pittsburgh too. But it's definitely going to happen. I just, like I said, I didn't want to be like, okay, October, you know, 14th or whatever, you know, and you're like, hey, Todd, where's Batshit?
Well, one thing that you didn't mention, and mm-hmm. I'll mention it for anybody that, even if they're not listening now, people listen once it's in the recorded version, so somebody will hear it. Your trailer for Batshit won Best Trailer at the Pittsburgh Uncut Film Festival in 2018.
Yes, it did, and I'm very, very proud of that as well. Thank you for bringing that up, acknowledging that. So Dave O, who runs the festival, said, hey, let's get the trailer into this festival, and, you know, without even thinking about it, I was like, yes, let's do that. And out of all the talented, like, there were so many great trailers that we saw, and I was actually really, like, it went over my head because I was like, wow, that's amazing. Like, we won Best Trailer, and that trailer back then that we made was just a teaser trailer. It wasn't even, like, the actual footage that we all shot, you know, for the film. That was just, like, a quick, that stuff that you see in the teaser trailer, most of that stuff didn't make the cut for the feature film. So that's the that's the crazy part, yeah. We didn't, we wanted to have something to show people. We wanted to have, and I was getting ready to, go to my first conventions and be a vendor. And I was like, let's have something, you know, that I can, you know, bring to the conventions or just to show people in general this is what's coming, you know, just like kind of, it's a little teaser. And so that's when I say I was like, it went over my head. I was shocked. I was like, wow, the teaser trailer won. But, I mean, honestly, like, I'm not shocked because it was done really well. Now that I think about it, like, the way that we shot it. And we had a lot of talented people that helped us with it. And, yeah, I think, honestly, like, I was really, and like I said, I was shocked. I was like, whoa, this happened. But at the same time, you know, it's like, well, if you get together with a lot of other talented people and you work together and collaborate, anything's possible. So, yeah, like, hats off, you know. I'm still kind of a little surprised that it won, but but I honestly, I'm humbled by that as well. I'm just like, oh, that's great. And for anyone who wants to watch that, it's on the YouTube, Just Buried Entertainment YouTube channel with all of our other short films that we're talking about. Sponge, Ape of Bloodbath, I put it all on YouTube. Eventually I'm going to make a collection. I have volume one of the first collection, which has about five or six of my short films, but I'm eventually going to make like a complete Just Buried collection with all of them together that you can purchase, but that's over there.
Well, since you mentioned that, because I was just going to say that since we're getting into the last 6 minutes or so, you already mentioned the YouTube channel, and so I just wanted to quickly say the names, and so they can make sure that they check them out. Your short films:
sure.
Evil Seeds, Halloween, Home Sweet Hell, The Jiggles, Quarantine of Terror, which is an anthology, and Terror Bite, which was your one and only so far 48-hour film project.
Yes. Oh, my God. the 48-hour film project, I'm not trying to scare people away from it, but it's fun. It's definitely a challenge, and I will just say do it. Try it at least once. I did. But I don't know how many more I'll do of them. I was going to try. I was going to try this one coming up in October. But, you know, there's just so much already on my plate with finishing Batshit. I'm doing another short film. So I just was like, okay, hit the brakes a little. You know, you're going to a little, you know, slow down. Sometimes you have to do that.
Right.
Back of my mind, I'm like, slow down. What? Like, no, fast forward, keep going. But no, it's just like, you know, I want to get that shit done, and that's number one priority. And the short film is just to have fun and get
right.
You know, more experience. But yeah, there's also, I do want to plug this because it's just like a little, we started a, on the YouTube channel. It's called Horror Avengers, and it's basically...
I was just going to bring that up. I'm sorry.
Cool.
Go ahead.
No. I just figured because we're coming down the last few minutes. Real quick,
right,
go on the YouTube channel. Check it out. It's basically our... we're taking our favorite monster horror icons and having them battle each other. We just talk about, like, basically we have, like, it's me and Matt from Matthew Dylos is from Shadowframe. So you'll see a lot of the same people that we work with. McGregor's on the show. He's a character that comes on. And we basically just talk about how we think the battle would go down. Say if it was Jason versus, I don't know, think of something, The Fly, you know, or whoever. So you know what I mean? Like, it's just, usually we'll come up with better, you know, I'm just so random about that. But we just had our season finale, actually. It wasn't The Fly. It was Jason versus Maniac Cop. So I try to find, it was a Friday the 13th. We dropped it last Friday, and it was a lot of work, man. It was a lot of fun, but a lot of work, just like anything else. We're taking a little break from it, but we'll be back with vengeance, and we're just going to keep trying to make the show even better, make our content even better each time. So, yeah, I'm doing a YouTube series now. Films, comic books, eventually podcasts, because it seems like everybody and their grandma's doing podcasts. You know what I mean? Like, everybody's doing them. Everybody. But I mean, like, I kind of started one, like, about a year ago, and we just never, it was Horror Avengers, and then it became a YouTube show. But I don't know, YouTube shows are so much work. I kind of just wanted to go back to a podcast, because I like just kind of shooting the shit, like we're doing right now, just talking.
Right.
There's so, you know what I mean, there's so much more with YouTube shows. You get to put a lot of production value, a lot of production time into it and coming up with everything, but that's a whole other tangent. But yeah, that's basically, so go you out there, I'm talking to all you horror fanatics, go to Just Buried Entertainment YouTube channel, check out Horror Avengers. All my other short films are on there. Sponge, 8-Bit Bloodbath, you know, Terabyte, all of them, they're all on there. And look out, sometime in the near future, Bat Shit, you know, get your the baddie, it's tingling. I don't know what I'm saying.
Your bat sense, yeah.
My bat sense.
Batman,
is,
yeah. I get it, yeah.
But
bat
same
sense
bat,
is tingling, yeah.
Same bat channel, same bat time. We'll see you next time. But that's
yeah, let's
my best.
Go bat shit for bat
yeah.
shit.
Yes, and I, you know what the theme to end it on? I was using the Ozzy Osbourne Crazy Train was the like the main song that I was playing to get everybody pumped for batshit. We're on the batshit crazy train. So get ready, you're gonna jump on that train ride. It's gonna be more like a roller coaster ride, but yeah. But, yeah, that was a lot of fun. I thank you for having me on. And everyone, check out Batshit. It's coming.
Yeah, we're all going to go Batshit for Batshit.
I'm already Batshit. And it's fun. I encourage everyone to do the same.
Well, we're down to, like, the last 60 seconds.
Yes.
So usually I like to wrap it up because Blog Talk Radio will cut you off in the middle of a sentence.
Yeah,
so.
That's fine. I think I figured that we were, like, down to the last, like, so that's why I just gave you my best, like, last, you know.
Right. You did that perfectly.
Thank you.
So now in the last, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to, like, cut you off there, but we are in the last 30 seconds. So
uh-oh.
If there's anything you want to say, go ahead and say it.
I pretty much said everything. Check out Just Buried Entertainment for any future news on any other future projects. Just go to Just Buried Entertainment on our Facebook page and go to the YouTube channel. Always remember to hit like, subscribe, and for more content because we're going to give you everything that we can. We're passionate independent filmmaker, artists, writers, and check our stuff out if you love the following things: Kevin Smith, Evil Dead, Nightmare on Elm Street, Tim Burton. I'll stop right now. Thank you for having me on.
Okay.
Everybody check us out.
Okay, thanks a lot, and have a good night.
Thank you, Mac. Good night.
Bye.
Bye.